Hey everybody, welcome to Chuck's Favorite Things. It's inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I hope you're having a great Memorial Day today. I know it's Monday, which means some of you had to go back to work this week, and most of us probably had today off, and we're celebrating Memorial Day with our families, friends. A lot of you just taking the day off work and doing whatever you need to do today, right? Okay, so in my family, we're going to have a get-together this afternoon. We're in Oklahoma, and if you've been keeping up with the weather forecasts, we've had a lot of rain here. We've broken all the records from the month of May for getting rain in Oklahoma, and it's terrible. It really is. We needed the rain to get out of the drought, but a lot of people have lost their homes and property. Now, you see cars flooded in the streets. Property damage is crazy. Trees are uprooted. You can't cut your grass. Just everything's really going crazy with the weather around here. But we're thankful it's cooler than it maybe normally is, but you still have to deal with the rain. And I see also Texas, my friends down in Texas where I grew up, they're also dealing with a lot of this as well. And our thoughts and prayers go out to them. So, as I was going to say, here in Oklahoma, my family, we're getting together. The month of May, we have a lot of birthdays in our family. And we've been just really busy and not been able to get together when we want to. And also, when my daughter's birthday was, it was a Wednesday, and we had tornadoes that night. We ended up in the shelter. Same way with my son's birthday the other day. We ended up looking forward to getting into a shelter. We didn't have to, thank God. But today, we're going to try to get together and celebrate several birthdays. I've actually got the grill fired up and got it cleaned up a little bit so I can cook out some hamburgers and hot dogs and brats. And my wife is making, I believe, baked beans. And we're going to have, what do you have? Hot dogs, corn on the cob. We're going to end up making some homemade sherbet ice cream. We like to make homemade ice cream, but my kids really seem to like sherbet. And it's a real easy recipe. You take 6 cans of Sunkist orange drink in the can, 12 ounces, I guess, and soft drink. And you can use any brand you want to, but we use Sunkist. And then you add 1 can of Eagle Brand milk, mix that up, and you put it in your ice cream maker. And we have an old-fashioned kind that's really noisy. I mean, you can't hear the TV when the thing's going. I tell you, you put it in there. And it runs and runs and runs and runs and makes noise for about an hour. And then it's done. And you have some great tasting sherbet. Real simple recipe. 6 cans of drink. You can use any flavor you want to. We just like to use orange. Orange is our favorite flavor. But you can try grape and other flavors. And just, have fun. Real simple recipe. Okay, so that's what we're doing today. I went to the store. My wife went to the store. And we've got all these supplies. We're ready to have a good celebration for birthdays and stuff. But as you think about what Memorial Day is today, it is about those who gave their life in the United States. Those of you listening in other parts of the world, you might not understand this holiday, but the United States, we have a holiday called Memorial Day, and it's always the last Monday in May, and we celebrate it. Which is an unusual word, but it's a time to remember the people that were in the military wearing their uniform, serving our country, trying to protect our country's rights and privileges and make the world a safer place. Those people, we're honoring those people today who died in battle and in action. Okay? And so it's a different holiday than what you might call Veterans Day or Armed Forces Day. Those are to tribute, honor those veterans who are serving now, presently serving, and have served in the past. And so we honor those throughout the rest of the year as well. And we do appreciate all servicemen and women who have worn the uniform protecting our country. But Memorial Day is really about those who have fallen in battle. I found this, as you see on my blog today, I found this image created by the Air Force, I believe it was. And it says Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day, established by Union veterans as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of those that died during the Civil War. And, even to this day, I know that my wife's grandpa's grave down in Texas, That cemetery, somebody goes out there every Memorial Day and puts out flags and decorates every serviceman's, anybody that was in his service, decorates their grave with a flag. It's really a great tribute, and we thank them for that. Now, Memorial Day, it says, pays tribute to those who died while serving in the military. Decoration Day was first celebrated at Arlington National Cemetery. We know where that is, near Washington, D.C. Memorial Day is not to be confused with Veterans Day, which is November the 11th, which honors all who have served in the military. The passage of the National Holiday Act of 1971 by Congress made Memorial Day an official holiday, so people get off work and they can take time to actually remember those who gave their life. And as this piece of image says, it's always the last Monday in May. I remembered a friend of mine had a birthday. It was always on Memorial Day. And so it's not today, though. It's a little bit coming up later. They changed the day to the last Monday. So anyway, happy birthday, Robert. So Memorial Day is a time to reflect on those who, and it started back, you know, for those who lost their lives during the Civil War. And we've had many major conflicts since that time. And we appreciate all who have served and all who lost their lives during the war. I know my dad served in World War II. He was actually a POW in Germany in World War II. He flew the B-17. He was the belly gunner. And he was stationed in England, where most of them did fly out of, and they would fly their bombing missions and leave from England. Well, several of his friends never came back. And so this is a day that I would remember those guys and perhaps gals that lost their life in bombing raids and strafing raids and just doing the act of war, which was a terrible thing. But they were doing this for the safety of the world and for the United States' interest and to demolish Hitler and the Nazi regime. So even my dad told me, you know, one day he was riding a bicycle in England at the base he was stationed at. Some freak accident, he fell, whatever, had a wreck with someone or whatever, I don't know. But he ended up in the hospital because he hurt his knee really bad. They took him off the flight line for that day. He would not be able to fly, and I don't know when he got back in the airplane again. But he did tell me that the crew that he was with, when he got injured, they didn't come back. And apparently he was assigned to a new crew. That's a sad thing. I'm thankful my dad lived and survived and lived to be 82 years old and was able to tell me his stories and live a great life and see, I know several of his grandchildren born and lived a great long life. But we feel and hurt for those who did give their all in the service to our country. Many of my friends in Vietnam era, since I'm a baby boomer, many of my friends from high school passed away because of the Vietnam War, where they were killed in action. And so we thank God for our ability to remember our friends, our family, our loved ones, our neighbors, and those who never made it back, and we do honor all of those. So if you have time today, take a moment. You know, it's a great time just to relax and be with your family, make homemade ice cream, cook hamburgers, hot dogs, celebrate with the family, maybe catch a movie. Whatever you're going to do today, just take a moment, though, and pause and remember what this day is really all about. It's about honoring those who have served and passed away, giving their life for our country in their uniform, in service, in battle, in the time of keeping the world safe. They would pass away, and we want to honor those people today. Thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things today. It's not maybe as bright and happy as I'd like to share today, but it does fit the occasion of this Monday, May 25th, 2015. We honor all those who have gone before us and have passed away, and we honor those in a Memorial Day salute. So, thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. Tomorrow will be maybe a little bit more uplifting. We'll maybe talk about music, maybe talk about movies tomorrow. And just connect with me here at Chuck. You can write me an email at chuck@chucksfavoritethings.com, or just go to my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com, and see my blogs that's going on. And it'll take a few days for all these podcasts to be released through iTunes. But when it does, it'll be so much easier for everybody just subscribe to my iTunes channel. And you'll be able to catch all my latest podcasts every day as we share Chuck's favorite things. Talking about inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today was our day for memories. And we're thankful that we have the ability to think and have memories. And we consider those who have fallen a great part of our American heritage, and we honor them today. So this is Chuck Whetstone signing off. Have a great day. I will see you tomorrow on Chuck's Favorite Things. Bye-bye. God bless you.